Now, all his life, Long Wong Lung had heard of war here and there, but he had never seen the thing come near, except the once that he wintered in the southern city when he was young. It had never come nearer to him than that, although he had often heard men say from the time he was a child, "There is a war to the west this year," or they said, "War is to the east or the northeast." And to him, war was a thing like earth and sky and water, and why it was no one knew, but only that it was. Now and again he heard men say, "We will go to the wars." This they said when they were about to starve and would rather be soldiers than beggars, and sometimes men said it when they were restless at home, as the son of his uncle had said it. But however this was, the war was always away and in a distant place. Then suddenly, like a reasonless wind out of heaven, the thing came near. Wong Lung heard of it first from his second son, who came home from the market one day for his noon rice, and he said to his father, "The price of grain has risen suddenly, for the war is to the south of us now and nearer every day, and we must hold our stores of grain until later, for the price will go higher and higher as the armies come nearer to us, and we can sell for a good price." Wong Lung listened to this as he ate, and he said, "Well, and it is a curious thing, and I shall be glad to see a war for what it is, for I have heard of it all my life and never seen it." To himself, then, he remembered that once he had been afraid because he would have been seized against his will, but now he was too old for use, and besides he was rich, and the rich need not fear anything. So he paid no great heed to the matter beyond this, and he was not moved by more than a little curiosity, and he said to his second son, "Do as you think well with the grain. It is in your hands." And in the days to come, he played with his grandchildren when he was in the mood, and he slept and ate and smoked, and sometimes he went to see his poor fool who sat in a far corner of his court. Then, sweeping out of the northwest like a swarm of locusts, there came one day, in early summer, a horde of men. Wong Lung's small grandson stood at the gate with a manservant to see what passed one fine sunny morning in early spring, and when he saw the long ranks of gray-coated men, he ran back to his grandfather, and he cried out, "See what comes, old one." Then Wong Lung went back to the gate with him to humor him, and there the men were filling the street, filling the town, and Wong Lung felt as though air and sunlight had been suddenly cut off because of the numbers of gray men tramping heavily and in unison through the town.